Hello, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. We're taping for 88.9 WLRY, the Farm Page. Special guest, Nikki Drake, Soil and Water. Big banquet coming up, girl.
Yes, we're excited.
Yeah. You're excited?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the Soil and Water banquet. When is it?
It will be September 7th here at the Ag Center. We are starting at 5:30 with DeCue food truck will be in the back so people can purchase food if they would like to eat. They'll be here for an hour till 6:30. We're also doing during that hour our supervisors, board of supervisor election. So we have a board of five people and we have two up for 2024 beginning the 3-year term. So we have Greg Pontius rerunning and Cheyenne Erb, who is also running for
okay.
those seats.
Very cool.
And then we're celebrating our 80th year.
Yeah.
So it's a big one. And that's actually September 7th is our actual birthday.
Wow.
We have a news article that we can display that says September 7th was, you know, kind of the day that everything began.
Yeah. So as you look back, has your staff taken time to kind of look back? Because I know Jonathan Furbrush loves historical perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen? Have you?
So we plan to display, you know, for many, many years when Amy Boyer was managing the office, we did several different timelines.
Mm-hmm.
We did staff, board, cooperators of the year, practices, news articles, mm-hmm. education. We did a whole array, and then soil and water specific to Fairfield County soil and water history.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring all of those out. Hopefully I have time between now and then to bring all of those out, get them updated, and we're mm-hmm. going to display those around the room too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, everybody, do you remember when we had plenty of room at the fair
mm-hmm.
in Agmazing? It didn't matter what building we were in, whether it was on the south side of the racetrack in the little building or the big Agmazing building. People love those.
Yes. People love to see pictures of old people and old places so they can, oh, I know that person, or where might that be?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So lots of really good history comes out. But then you look present day. Talk to us a little bit about the changes just in your tenure here.
Yeah, sure.
What have you seen?
Technology is a big one.
Yeah.
So, you know, the very first board, my great-grandpa was a member of the very first board. So it was very cool when we looked back at the history to learn, oh my gosh, I have, you know, somebody close to me who helped start all this.
Uh-huh.
So going back and thinking about what they were doing back then and what we're doing now, you know, the technology is probably the biggest. Just when I started in 99, you know, we were using an old total state, or we were using a laser, and then we moved to the total station, and now we have all this GPS and
mm-hmm.
and drones, and so it's really cool to learn and see how things change over
mm-hmm.
time.
More importantly, on a personal note, how does it make you feel to be in the office of something your great-grandpa
was? Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's even cooler that when he passed away, he had a diamond ring that he left for his first great-grandson.
Yeah.
Who he didn't even know. That person wasn't even born yet, which happened to be my brother.
Yeah.
So my
brother
got the benefits of that. But to think, okay, he obviously thought a lot of what a future great-grandson was going to do, but gosh, what did I do?
Yeah, look what us girls did.
That was pretty cool.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Girl power. Good for you.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So what are some of the things, Nikki, that you enjoy about being here at Soil and Water?
I would say the biggest thing is the staff.
We
have fun.
We
were just laughing out here at the lunch table about, you know, at Christmas time, I went on vacation last year for a couple weeks, and when I came back, they gift wrapped my whole desk. Every little the stapler, the ever pencils and pens, and every little thing on my desk was individually wrapped. The desk was wrapped. The phone was wrapped. So we were just getting a chuckle out of that. They were telling Lauren all about it.
Yeah,
so.
Your newest employee.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're warning her, you know, if you go on vacation, this is what could happen.
Yeah, yes, I have been gifted many soil and water gifts, but I think that's what makes it fun to be a part of the Ag Center team.
Yes. We all work very well together.
Yeah.
You know, we have longevity here. Mm-hmm. So when we do bring in some very new staff, you know, we're here to train them. So we're not just throwing them to the wolves and giving them, you know, here, go do this.
Yeah. And you know what I think? Sometimes I think about it in a way, you know, there was a time I remember, and I know you do too, when it wasn't very pretty to pull back to this building.
Yeah.
The shrubs were kind of...
Yeah, it's beautiful now with your master gardeners.
Well, but it's just... it's
more people know where it is and what it is now.
They
and...
know where it is. They know what it is. Not a plug for master gardeners, but our master gardeners take a ton of pride in the way this building looks
because
it's a reflection of some of the things they do. And, you know, we have people that just come and do it. You don't even know they're coming. They're just coming to...
Yeah, volunteer.
They're just coming to volunteer. So, like, for your staff, what does 80 years mean for some of your staff folks?
It means a lot. Like my, you know, my great-grandpa Chris's dad was on the board
at one time. Ed Wagner.
And he's no longer with us. So, you know, she's got some memories there and sifting through some of those old pictures and things.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're proud. We've gone in a good direction. We're you know... hopefully growing. We could stand some more employees, that's for sure, and that's a conversation to be had.
Because of the growth in the county.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and just, I mean, our urban staff needs to be bigger. You know,
because
that urban sector just keeps growing.
Let's tell the listeners, because I didn't understand this, but I think it's really important. What does the urban staff do?
So they work with our MS4 communities. So when a community reaches a certain level of growth or population, they have to start following EPA laws. It's called MS4. And so Chad is our senior urban specialist and Molly is our urban technician. They both go out, and when subdivisions are being built, they make sure that sediment and erosion controls are in place so that, you know, as, you know, all of this construction is happening, that when we get that next rain event, all of the soil doesn't run off and end up in our streams and the neighboring communities and farms. And so they're making sure that the contractor is doing the proper requirements as far as those practices go to keep that soil on that subdivision.
Yeah,
area.
And oh my gosh, Fairfield County is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Yeah. So that keeps your staff hopping.
Right.
And you service all over the county.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a well-balanced, we are a very, we, as far as soil and waters go, we have a lot of variety here. We do farmland preservation. We work with the farmers in the community on NRCS, USDA practices, Chad and Molly doing the urban work, and then we, you know, do everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
our rural folks.
Tell us this. 80th anniversary.
Yes.
When is it?
September 7th. It's on a Thursday evening, so we'll be here from 5:30, and it'll last till around 7:30. After that first hour that we talked about before,
First hour is food. And tell me this.
And voting.
Do they have to have a reservation?
No.
They can just come?
We made it easy this year. No registration is needed. Show up. You know, if you can only make it for that first hour, we would be glad to have you for however long you want to stay. At 6 o'clock, the chamber is going to come and do a ribbon cutting for the anniversary.
Okay.
Which is, you know, something that we really haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 6:30 to 7, we have OSU's climatologist Aaron Wilson coming to give a presentation on weather and climate.
Yeah, and gosh,
he's very
the best. Oh my gosh, he's the best.
I've heard him speak probably 3 or 4 times now, and I'm always interested to listen again because it's very interesting.
Yeah. I want to try to get down. I want to either stay over or get back here because I think I just love hearing him talk.
Yeah.
He's just the best.
Yeah.
So no reservation,
nope.
No nothing. Just come eat from DBQ if you want to.
Right.
or just come for the program at 6:30, and about an hour of your time, chock full of good information.
When he's done speaking, we will go into our awards, and we give a Conservation Partner Award, our cooperators, and then our educators. So that doesn't take any more than 15 minutes, half hour.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. 80 years
is a lifetime, you know. And the story. Thanks for sharing the story.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Very cool story. My good friend, special guest Nikki Drake with me, Fairfield SWCD. Don't miss their banquet coming up on September 7th and their 80th birthday party, too.
Yep.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.